This notion that you are who you are today, why you are, this fixed personality, this set reality, that when you actually go for help and they say, oh, it's okay who you are, it's not your fault. Let's take the adult you back to the little you. There you are. See, it's not your fault. You were potty trained wrong, or that trauma happened to you, or you were a victim. It's okay that you're broken. And if you're broken more than a little, our psychiatric manual says, we have a great pill for you. It'll help modify your behaviors. You'll feel better. The fact that it's not healing you is immaterial. There's nothing to heal. You're broken. There's something wrong with you. Yay, you have a diagnosis. Now I understand why I'm screwed up. Now I feel better. And you may think that I'm disparaging the mental health field or mental health professionals. I'm not disparaging the professionals. The last doctor to put a leech on someone's finger to suck out evil vapors did so with a pure heart and a great intention to heal them. He just didn't believe in soap yet. So this is what is important. Most, if not all, of that diagnosis stuff is all garbage. You're not broken. There's nothing wrong with you. There are only things wrong with your programs, with your strategies, with your patterns. There are only things wrong with how you function and perform life. There's nothing wrong with you. You wouldn't look at a corrupted piece of software and go, oh, the computer's bad. You would just merely reload the software. You would get a different program. Or you would say, oh, I'm using Lotus 1-2-3. That went out 20 years ago. So, how I make friends, how I handle pain, how I deal with challenges, boy, I'm going to get into Lotus 1-2-3 and that's what I'm going to do. Again, counterintuitively, when it's really crucial, the storm surge is high, garbage is flying through your life, life is punishing you with an economic storm, with a relationship storm, by whatever crisis that's occurring, we know even in traditional psychology that we tend to fall back to more primitive forms of programming, older forms of defense systems. And now we're really into these family of origin programs. And the family of origin that you came from learned how to defend itself, how to survive a crisis when grandfather or grandmother went through the Depression or World War II. And so these patterns are passed down generationally, unconsciously. Every generation, every person doing the best that they can. You will hear me use family of origin programming somewhat frequently as I discuss your core program, your core set of mental software. Just know that this is not only what you were told, this encompasses what your parents and other close family members believe about themselves as well. So frequently I have someone argue with me. My parents gave me great messages about me and who they said that I could become, so they want to dispute family of origin programming. But what you must understand is that more important than what they said is what they believed they could become, because your true family of origin program more accurately sounds like this. You will grow up and tell your children that you believe in them, but at the core level, you will only believe in you as deep as your parents believed in themselves. Does that make better sense? So when we look at these psychological myths, I've asked you to challenge me. If I don't pass your smell test, if I don't pass your common sense test, write me, call me, challenge me on this. You're going to discover what we learned about soap and leeches in a neural, mental, psychological metaphor. And it's real. We're going to change you. We're going to redefine what you and how you think about you. We are going to help you define you in this section because I'm going to tell you a lot of the current tools that most of you are using are wrong. Have I made the case that you're not broken? That current mental health diagnosis based on behavioral patterns say that you're broken, and the old you would agree, as the behavioral patterns do cause pain. But I'm saying that the programs that you were taught in your family of origin settings are the problem. The program's the problem? Yes, trauma doesn't break you. It's what your response is that creates the breakage. Let's take this deeper. One of the biggest challenges that I experience with my clients and people that I work with is this notion that somehow, because of trauma, somehow because of these unsolvable past challenges, they're already in the past, they're done, they're gone, they were traumas, they were bad. I lost all my money. I was bankrupt. I was molested. I was raped. I was criminalized. Something terrible happened to me. I had alcoholic parents. Something terrible happened to me. And these experiences are in our past. We can't change them. They happened. Well, that's fixed who I am today. I do my best. I struggled against this message, and traditional psychology and therapy is just so upsetting to me because the notion that 90% of the profession uses is this. Well, you were traumatized, but it's not your fault. We're going to take the adult you back and visit the little you. See, there you are. It's your parents' fault. It's the criminal's fault. It's the circumstances that traumatized you. It's not your fault. I love you, Noogie. I'll rub your head. You're okay despite being broken. That thing that happened broke you. That trauma scarred you. That happened to you. So we're going to love you today. We're going to help you realize it wasn't your fault and it's okay that you're broken. I absolutely disagree with this notion. And let's go into the next myth to better understand even more why.